Good afternoon, Bernie's Jewelers.
Hey, good afternoon, Brad. It's Tom. How are you?
Good, Tom. What's going on?
Oh, doing all right. How have you been?
You know, same old, same old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a whole lot going on.
You ready to jump on the Sabres bandwagon? We'll take down
like
the Canadiens, hopefully.
I felt bad. I watched the previous three games, and I'm going, shit, this is not going well. So I did not watch the game the other night, and they won. So, you know, I won't be watching. I'll just wait for the score alerts to come through.
Don't watch tonight, Brad, please.
I will not watch tonight. Don't you worry. I'm very superstitious, though.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to get past the Hurricanes anyways, but it'd be fun to at least make it to the conference final. Hurricanes are just rolling right now.
They've played the least amount of hockey of anybody.
Unbelievable. It's just two sweeps in a row. No really pressure, pushback from either team.
Mm-mm. Just imposing their will.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're a hard team to cheer against. I like them. I like their coach. I like their play, and they're kind of a fun team to cheer for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't mind Carolina at all.
Are you going to Vegas this year?
No, I'm not going to Vegas this year.
Okay.
Are you going out there?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay, nice. Do you and your father go regularly?
Yeah, we typically go every year.
Okay.
Unless we find out that you're going and then we skip that year.
Right, gotcha, exactly. I was going to say, I went a few years ago and you weren't there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not going this year, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I wanted to just reach out to you and apologize, first and foremost. I spoke with Dominic, and I want you to know I didn't have any intention of trying to harass you on that 3-carat emerald cut.
Okay.
I know that I unfortunately had some pressure from my side on getting the diamond for somebody that needed the stone. That's why I called for it. I know you had mentioned that the guy was out and you wanted to hold it through the weekend. So, you know, I let you hold it through the weekend, and then by the next week they needed the stone back. I didn't mean to, you know, put any pressure on you by any means.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be upfront with you on that. You need to hold on to something, that's no problem on my end.
It's typically if I bring in multiple stones, it's something weird in the universe where even if the one person comes in and looks at it, sure as shit, within the next couple of days, somebody else will come in looking for something that's close or identical.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird little ripple. Just in the future, if we get something on memo, if we could have it for the 10 days, that's what I'm asking for. 10 business days, like 2 weeks would be more than enough.
Right.
If it doesn't budge after 2 weeks, then I'll send it back.
Okay. Yeah, totally fine.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, again, I didn't mean to upset anybody or, you know, pull a stone from a sale by any means.
Yeah. We're moving forward.
Sounds good.
So, I've got a massive appraisal to work on, so I'll let you go. But hopefully I'll give you a call later today.
All right. Sounds good. I will talk to you later.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good day.
All right. You too, Brad. See ya.
Bye.